Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, March 21st. The planet Jupiter is disappearing from the evening sky, and tomorrow it'll briefly disappear from the daytime sky, but only along a narrow path across the southern hemisphere. Jupiter is quite low in the west as night falls, so you need a clear horizon to spot it. It looks like a bright star shining through the twilight. It's far below much brighter Venus, the evening star. Jupiter sets about the time the sky gets fully dark. Jupiter is vanishing from the evening sky because of our changing perspective. It's about to pass behind the sun, so it'll be hidden in the sun's glare. It'll return to view in the morning sky in a couple of months. For tomorrow's daytime disappearance, Jupiter will be hidden by the moon, an act called an occultation. It happens because both Jupiter and the moon stay close to the ecliptic, the sun's path across the sky. They both stray from it a little bit, so most months the moon passes right by Jupiter. When the alignment is just right, though, it passes in front of the giant planet, hiding it from view. This occultation takes place during the daylight, so it's visible only through a telescope, and only along a path through North and Central South America and the Southern Pacific Ocean. Tomorrow evening, though, the Moon and Jupiter will stage a nice encounter. They'll stand side by side in early evening, the crescent Moon and the disappearing planet Jupiter. We have more sky-watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.